Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The spicy dish we got today. I hear there's some hot sauce in the mix. We'll get to that in a second, Sherry. And did Mary J. Blige get it percolating with an NFL star? We gonna dive into that too.
Plus, should Kim Kardashian be jealous of Martha Stewart? Woo, we'll explain.
And Michael B. Jordan threw a surprise party for a beautiful lady. Sorry, Sherry, it wasn't for you.
Damn.
All right, Headcrack, what you got first?
All right, Charles. So a lot of male stars are becoming accidental fathers out here in these streets, but check out what Drake allegedly did to prevent this from happening. So there's an unnamed Instagram model, and she's apparently ready to sue because of what went down when they hooked up. Now, she claims that she hooked up with the champagne poppy. They smoked a little something and had some consensual sex using a condom. Okay, sounds pretty responsible, right? So
normal day on a Tuesday.
Right. So Drake disposed of that used condom in the bathroom, but apparently the woman wanted to have a little Aubrey Jr. in, like, not the slickest way. So she got it out the trash, scrounge, and then screamed because it felt like she poured hot lava into herself when she tried to do you know what. That's when Drake allegedly admitted that, he wanted to, you know, put some hotline bling in there. He put a little hot sauce in the condom to kill the little swimmers.
No!
And Drake may have just clapped back with this really vague post. Now, he said, you can have your 15 minutes of fame. I'll take the other 23 hours and 45 minutes.
Oh, that's good time.
Hot sauce poppy. Brilliant.
Come on.
Yo, Chewy, I heard of keeping things spicy in the bedroom, but is this a brilliant way to prevent an unwanted pregnancy?
Brother, people always wonder why I walk around with a bottle of Cholula on me every day. It's like, this is why.
Is she blind or is the condom not clear?
What kind of dumb are you?
A desperate one.
A desperate one. That you would look at a condom. I'm trying not to be TMI.
Right.
But sperm is a different color from hot sauce, baby.
If it's red, you got to go see
if
a doctor.
If it's red, you need to see a doctor.
Yeah, go to Planned Parenthood immediately and go get checked out.
He should have just used
it comes back up.
Habanero juice. It's clear. And hotter.
But if she does get pregnant after all this, I say we should name the baby Pepper and keep it pushing.
Hello. All right, keeping the party going. Mary J. Blige is single and living her best life as she should. The superstar singer just turned 51 years old yesterday. And happy birthday, Mary.
Happy birthday.
She attended a birthday party for stylist Misa Hylton and reportedly hung out in this dancery with New York Giants player Sterling Shepard, who's 28, and the streets are talking.
Mary.
Sterling recently filed for divorce from model Chanel Iman, so she can party with whoever she likes, and so can he. These are just rumors right now, but how do we like this for Mary? Are we with it? What's up, y'all?
I love it for Mary. You know what? Yeah, Brett, because Mary was with Ken Do and it was so tumultuous. You just want Mary to have a
healthy relationship.
He might not be nothing permanent, but just have a little bit of fun, girl. You turn 51. You look amazing.
She turned 51, but that doesn't matter. You need to sit down and get your own damn man. That man is not completely divorced from supermodel Chanel Iman. First of all, that woman got 2 kids for that man. He's 28 years old. He's a child.
Girl, the relationship is over between them, okay? So everybody gets to move on. They don't have to relish in misery.
And I would like you to start manifesting happiness, Gary, because that's going to go around in your life.
Love no limit, Mary. You get it, girl.
With your bad self, Mary J. Blige, with them thigh high boots. You know, Mary's the only one who can rock thigh high boots from the time she was born to the time she's 51 years old.
Yes.
Mary brought thigh-high boots right back in. They are always relevant because of Mary J. Blige.
Reminisce
like
on the boots she had. Hello.
we could go all night, folks.
Yes, we could.
She got hits.
There you go. All right, y'all. For lifestyle guru Martha Stewart, she's got quite the lifestyle herself. Martha just shared a photo cozied up to Pete Davidson. He is really getting them. Along with Anthony from Queer Eye. And apparently, Pete was not there with Kim. So Martha said, never know who you'll bump into at Nova. Pete Davidson having dinner with friends. No, not Kim Kardashian. Remember, Pete was one of my fellow roasters on the Justin Bieber roast a few years back. Cute guy with painted fingernails. Now, Martha,
that's brilliant.
Yes, girl, you've been around Martha.
Martha Stewart or Julia Child? Okay. I wasn't quite sure who that was.
I didn't know which one that was.
So Martha's fan, Evelyn Bubb, was worried that Pete would take her home to meet his family. And Evelyn said, Martha, I swear if I see pics of you in Staten Island, I will lose it.
Hello.
And other fans said things like, Martha, don't do it. Now, come on. We know Pete Davidson likes older women. Should Kim be worried?
Man, yeah, Pete Davidson is a soldier of fortune. I wouldn't be surprised, in a week or two, saw Martha Stewart with some tattoos.
I would even be bothered.
1,000,000% HK, yes. I can see this man smashing Martha, bruh.
Oh, wow.
And living in Martha's Vineyard.
I don't think
all up in Martha's Vineyard. Yep.
And I think Pete Davidson does like older women. I don't think he's got a mama complex.
I feel like Pete Davidson has a bingo card, and instead of those being numbers, they're ages of people that he has stamped down on. Like, he's getting it in. He's across the board.
All right, y'all. Michael B. Jordan sure knows how to spoil his lady, Lori Harvey. Even though he's not around. So check this out. Lori recently celebrated her upcoming 25th birthday at the posh Malibu restaurant Nobu, darling, bankrolled by her actor, Bay, who was not in attendance, y'all.
What?
Word around Tinseltown is that he is too busy making his directorial debut on the third installment of The Creed, which is going to be good, and I'm excited for him.
Nice.
And a source said that Lori's manager told her, Michael loves you and can't be here tonight, but enjoy your night. It's on him. And those that know the couple say Michael really wished he could be there. Well, y'all, Lori was cool with it because she posted a couple of videos on her Instagram stories and said, thank you for my surprise party, baby.
Nice.
I love it.
Nice.
Now, I'm asking y'all, would y'all be okay if your significant other could not be at your party and just replaced it with money?
No.
I don't know.
Don't
I
you send me no damn
there.
Money.
You can keep the money.
There. Right. You need to be there.
Or just have the party later.
Mm-hmm. When that bill came and they said Michael got it, there wasn't no public
humiliation.
We all
wish. Money. Lori Harvey, Steve Harvey's daughter, that don't mean none of the money. No, I need you here with me.
Well,
you almost could blame Lori.
Something.
Like, what, she was too good to have your party in Philly? Because I'm sure that's where he's shooting the Creed movie at.
Philly's awesome.
All right, y'all. Well, it looks like the Oscars will be bringing in a shepherd to save the show this year, not me.
So after
going hostless for the past 3 years, because y'all remember no host, according to several reports, the Academy has reached out to Spider-Man himself, Zendaya's boyfriend, Tom Holland, for the gig.
Nice.
Now, Tom had expressed interest in the hosting job not too long ago, saying, if they asked me to, I would, and it would be very fun. I would really enjoy it.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool. Yeah. I think it'd be real cool.
I think it would be so cool, Chewy, because they've had older people host it. Right. We've been used to these people. So to have somebody young to bring in fresh blood, the younger folks, that might be really cool.
And especially because he's Spider-Man and knowing the way Disney kind of backs stuff up. If Disney were involved in this production, I could see the Avengers making appearances.
Ooh. The future of the Oscars, I think, is people hosting it in character. Just imagine if you had Zendaya out there, but not Zendaya from Spider-Man, but Zendaya, from Utopia.
From Euphoria. That would be funny.
Yo, coming up, Janet Jackson says, what you see is exactly what you're going to get. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Now, Janet Jackson is looking amazing on the cover of Allure magazine.
Yes.
In the interview, she looks so good.
Yeah.
In the interview, Janet speaks about her feelings on aging. She said, I don't know when my day is coming, but at some point it's going to come and I can choose which path I want to take. I do hope I age gracefully. It's either a little bit of shush or graceful.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That was so good.
But so which way should we go with Janet? Should we go with Janet aging gracefully? Or should we go with, you know, Janet with a little bit of zhuzh, which is like, you know, maybe a little doing something with the medical tool.
Yeah, I like the medical. Injection here and there.
Gracefully. Yeah. Like, you know,
whatever Janet want to do.
Because like Janet got the, like them beautiful high cheekbones, which I think also helps her continue
she's
to look youthful.
Either
like,
way.
Yeah, she going to rock out.
Whatever
that
she
voice.
Does.
Always had those.
And she doesn't overdo it.
Brad, I don't want Janet getting ever, I don't ever want to see her cheeks gone.
Yeah.
Like,
right,
you, Janet has had those cheeks from Penny,
forever.
From when she was doing her little variety show. Yeah. Like, it, I've always liked Janet's innocent kind of look. Now, she also, what I love about her is Janet also mentioned that she admires Lizzo, who is comfortable in her own skin.
Yeah, I love that.
Janet has always talked about not being comfortable, like trying to, you know, get comfortable in her skin.
But you know what, though, Sherry? I want to use it in a sentence just for you. I want to say that Sherry Shepard judged up the Wendy Williams show the whole time that she was on it.
Okay.
Well, wow, I'm not using. And where's the stab in the neck with the knife?
Yeah. Sherry,
I know it's coming.
Is it coming or is that,
no.
I think that was a compliment from Gary.
I can't
Gary.
Just take one compliment from you, Gary.
You know that's that coming.
Sherry. Beautiful, though.
Well, moving on, yo. Chris Rock is a savage out here in these streets for this one. Now, the beautiful Nia Long was on TV once, Uncensored, and she recalled the time that she went on a blind date with Chris back in the 90s, and she claims it was the worst date ever. Check this out.
Oh, wow. I remember Chris Rock and I were set up on a blind date. He was on Saturday Night Live. He picked me up. We went out. We hated each other. I was like, this dude is not even that funny. And he's the only dude that has ever given me a false number.
Uh-oh.
Wow, really?
Yo, the audacity, y'all, of Pookie curving Nia like that. Like, what's up?
Oh, my God.
How did she know it was the wrong number if she didn't enjoy herself? Like,
well, because she probably, well, she still probably wanted to call him, maybe curse him out.
Yeah.
Maybe
Have you guys ever wanted to call somebody after a date and curse them out?
Yeah, and tell them it was horrible.
Okay.
Now, that's such a trip because I remember I did a movie with Chris Rock called Top 5, and I had a crush on him because he was directing the movie. And I said, oh, my goodness, I really wanted to ask Chris Rock out on a date.
Wow.
But now that I know Nia says Chris Rock is not a good
date.
I'm rethinking that.
Oh. But I mean, but not a good date, but good enough to call back and find out it's the wrong number. Because like usually if you have a bad date with somebody, you wash your hands of that person. You know what?
That's it. You keep it moving. You keep pushing, right?
But
right.
you still got to let them know. Like,
no,
you wasted
don't.
My
no,
time.
No, when you don't call back, they'll know.
They know that by that
they'll
call.
Know.
Get
when you don't text back, they'll know.
Yeah. But Brad, he knew she couldn't call back because he gave it the wrong number. So how did he feel?
Right.
That's what I need to be asking him. What's wrong with Nia, Chris, that you gave it the wrong number?
Well, maybe the date was so bad from his perspective, he changed his number.
Well, guys, if we've learned anything in the last couple of years, it is to make the most of your memories. And for that, we bring you the Power to Go Lens Pro Kit. It has everything you need to take professional, great-looking photos on the go.
Now, Brad, I heard this has been a bestseller over the years. Tell me more.
Well, HK, the 11-piece kit includes wide angles and macro lenses. And more importantly, it is front lens compatible for your selfies. It also includes a rechargeable LED light, so you don't have to worry about a flash.
Ooh, I like this. How much is it?
Well, this lens kit has been seen as high as $60. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's just $24.
What?
You know what to do. Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, find out how Tristan Thompson's girlfriend Karma is costing him big bucks. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What's up, y'all? We are back. Now, all right, fellas, please allow this to be a cautionary tale because sometimes having a good time could cost you some big bucks, okay?
Mm.
Now, it looks like Tristan, first trimester Thompson,
yeah!
might have to run that bag to his third baby mama, Marley Nichols.
Oh, wow.
Now, the word on the curb is that the child support office is he might have to come up and pay something to the tune of like $40,000 a month.
Wow.
Yowza. Oh.
Now, according
that's
to
a lot of money, bro.
That was more. That's more money than it took for him to damn have that baby.
When I hear that number, it hurts me, and that's not even my baby or my money, yo.
Give this man a time machine and some of Drake's condoms, right? So, according to a marriage attorney out of New York City, because of Tristan's extremely high salary, $40,000 is looking like probably the likely amount he's gonna have to pay. But having two other kids that he has to support might be a saving grace, because the court might want to take that into consideration and lower it down. Because you can't be paying $120,000 a month, even if you got it. Because, like, the NBA career ain't forever, and you can kind of child support your way into a poor folks home. So, what y'all think? You think that couple minutes worth of pleasure was worth it or not?
Where Tristan went wrong, he didn't put the daggone condom on.
And some people be wearing them turtleneck condoms where it just protects the sides.
Here's the reason why she's getting so much, because the court says that the child is supposed to have the same lifestyle that he would have with the parent. You know, if Tristan has a certain lifestyle at his place, that child is supposed to have that lifestyle at both places.
Man. See, Sherry, that's where the courts are getting it wrong. The child should have the same lifestyle that the father had when he was a child.
There you go. Boom, HK.
Well, y'all, speaking of having a good time, it's time for another
Dish Day!
So there's this wild show on Showtime called Couples Therapy, and everyone is talking about the married couple Annie and Mal out of Philly who is on the show. Well, Annie has been trying to pull out all the stops for her husband Mal's birthday for the past 20 years, but he's never satisfied. So this year for his born day, she organized an orgy for her hubby.
Wow.
Sounds like every man's dream come true, don't it? But not for Mal. He was a little tight now, y'all, because Annie didn't arrange the orgy exactly the way he wanted it. So he fled to Italy to have, and I quote, zero responsibility and as much spectacular, enthusiastic, and genuine sex as he wanted. Now, who here could be Annie?
Sherry.
No, I wouldn't do it that way. I think Annie did it completely. First of all, I'm not with giving your husband no damn orgy for his birthday. Absolutely not.
That's stupid.
Because anything can happen. That's all I need is him falling in love with one of the orgies.
You're involved, you're there supervising.
And that's exactly why he fled to Italy.
Yeah, she wanted to run everything.
If you're going to do something dumb like that, then you should have just hired him, let him go on to Italy. And do,
yeah, but my thing is, honey, you let my spouse, honey, I may come home and tell him they got a damn orgy for me, honey, and watch me curse them out. Because I already know you probably slept with that damn queen before you brought her here. So, no.
That's the real sausage party.
Up next, we have a versus battle that might make you side-eye your phone. We'll get into that after the break.
What? Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Well, here's a battle that we didn't expect. Blue bubble versus the green bubble. On an iPhone text thread, a blue text bubble means you got an iPhone, and a green bubble reveals you have an Android phone. So it seems Google is calling out Apple for using peer pressure and bullying to convince users to judge based off of their text color.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
The Wall Street Journal mentions a survey from teens and parents who say, ooh, and that's gross, when they see a green text bubble. Yeah. And I'm a victim of this because I have an Android. And all my texts come up green, and people are like, who's the green in the chat?
I hate when you text me, Chewy.
Wow.
When Chewy texts me and then green comes up, I'm like, ugh, right. I can't stand Chewy. I hate it.
Wow.
When we started text chain, Chewy, and you got that green, I can't send pictures to nobody. I can't send videos. Because then you don't, it messes up the whole thing, Chewy.
It does.
Because you got green.
It does.
Jump on with Apple. Stop it with that mess.
It's like going to a club with a child.
Yeah.
You can't do nothing. It messes up the whole thing.
Well, Chewy, we both are Android. I never even paid that attention. Y'all are really
crazy. Y'all need to text each other.
We're going to do that.
Now, you don't know what you done stepped into,
you guys
Chewy.
Are going to miss out. Yeah,
you're going to miss us.
You're going to miss out.
With them green bubbles with Gary. You better watch yourself.
No, it's all good. I'm going to bring my hot sauce.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.